What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Wednesday, May 1st. We are done with the month of April. It is a brand new month. We're halfway through the week. We're moving and grooving through 2024. The summer, it'll be here before you know it. It's getting closer and closer. But before the summer does arrive, we still have the winter sports going on in South Florida, at least for now. At least one of them. Well, we've got two, but when I join you tomorrow, unfortunately, barring something completely bizarre, we're only going to have one. The Florida Panthers, they're safely in the clubhouse right now. The Panthers have advanced to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Who will the Panthers meet? Well, yesterday, I came on here and I said, it's pretty clear the Panthers are going to meet the Boston Bruins, which I'm totally cool with. But then the game happened last night and the Maple Leafs beat Boston. So now it's 3-2. They're going back to Toronto for game six. And I was in Toronto last year for the Panthers and Leafs. I had heard all this stuff about you got to go to a Maple Leafs game. I went. Those people are nuts in a good way. Maybe Maple Leafs fans are nuts in a bad way as well, but I saw them nuts in a good way. A great atmosphere. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. But the Panthers will be taking on the winner of that series, either the Bruins or the Maple Leafs. I personally do not care who they face, because I think the Panthers could beat either of them. It really doesn't matter to me. I don't know who the Panthers would rather face. If you ask them yourself, they're not going to give you the true answer. Publicly, they're not going to give you the right answer. They're going to say, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to play our game. Which could be true. Like when I play poker, when I was just playing in the World Poker Tour Championship, and poker is a sport, okay? When I was playing there at the Hard Rock, almost 2,000 entries, people are reading the blog. They're like, oh my gosh, this pro is at your table. This pro is sitting next to you. And I tell my friends who write that to me, I said, I don't care. I don't care who I am going up against, because I am there playing my game. Now, in different sports, aside from poker, look, poker's a sport. Bowling is a sport. I used to bowl. I was on my high school bowling team, and that's a sport. I was actually a pretty good bowler, averaged a little bit over 200. It's a sport, though. In the yearbook, it was on the sports page. I was there holding the bowling ball. It's a sport. So is poker. Now, in some other sports, matchups, they do matter. It does definitely matter who you're going up against. And the case you could see tonight is when the Heat take on the Boston Celtics. It definitely matters. I would much rather the Heat go up against anybody else in the Eastern Conference in the first round than the Boston Celtics. Tonight, it could be and probably will be the last Heat game of the season. Miami has to shock the Boston Celtics this evening to force a game six, which would be back in Miami on Friday night. That is their mission. But my gosh, do the Heat have a lot of obstacles ahead of them. That will not be easy at all. When I checked the Hard Rock app, there's a reason the Miami Heat are double-digit dogs yet again. Now, in game two, they were a double-digit dog, and they won. Can that happen again? Well, of course, it can happen. But when you take a look at what the Heat are facing, not only against them with the Celtics roster, but the roster that they have, they being the Heat, not good. Much of this hour, I will dive into this Heat team and what may happen tonight, what has to happen tonight, besides the Heat scoring more points than Boston to win this game. How will they score more points than Boston? How can that possibly happen? I will dive into that. I'm not going to do a Miami Heat funeral before they are buried. That's not what this show is about, at least not today. It doesn't look good for them, but I'm not going to do that type of show. I can wait until tomorrow to do that show. Heck, I could do it tomorrow and Friday, but I really can't because Friday I'm not going to be on the airwaves. I've got the day off. So I will dive into the Miami Heat in just a little while. And tomorrow, most likely, I'll be doing an autopsy on their season. One of my buddies, and I have a lot of friends reach out to me, but I've got one friend of mine, a good friend of mine in Chicago, Brian in Chicago. He's been asking me for, I don't know, 7 months. Where's my shout out? Does this qualify as it? Today's probably the day he's not even tuned in. And please don't start writing me, everybody, for shout outs. That's not going to happen. It happens like twice in a year. So anyway, I get messages from friends, including one from Chicago, Brian. And for whatever reason, oh, the Bulls, they're a better organization than the Heat and blah, 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 blah. Just go on and on and on and on and on, please. This Miami Heat team, and I'm going to get into the Heat in just a moment. I'm not really getting into them right now. But this Heat team is not representative of the Heat organization. The roster could be, but I'm talking about this team that's taking the floor tonight and the one that took the floor in Game 4 and Game 3 in Game 2 and in Game 1 and the second play-in game. Pat Riley is a very smart individual. He knew what he was putting together. Yeah, maybe he wanted to land that whale and he couldn't, but he will this offseason. But when you've got no Jimmy, you've got no Scary Terry, who was a deadline acquisition, and then you have other injuries too, what are you supposed to do? I am not using this as an excuse. All I am saying is this Heat team that takes the floor tonight and the one that's taken the court this entire series is not who the Miami Heat are. And if you cannot figure that out, I don't know what to tell you. If you can't figure that out, then you probably can't figure many things out. And driving around South Florida, unfortunately, there's probably a lot of people, hopefully not in this audience, because I feel like you guys in this audience are smarter. That's why you're here and not somewhere else right now. But a lot of people in South Florida can't figure things out, unfortunately. I wish everybody was able to figure everything out. It would make life a lot easier. So I'll dive into the Miami Heat in just a few moments a little bit more. The autopsy will be tomorrow. It's scheduled. Doesn't mean it'll happen, but it's scheduled. It's in the planner. Thursday, May 2nd, Miami Heat autopsy. Friday, it was scheduled, but then it got crossed off because I'm not going to be on the airwaves Friday. I'm playing in a poker tournament at the Hard Rock, and I don't plan on being eliminated in the first 4 hours, so I'm not going to be able to do the show. Look, I'm entitled to some days off. All of us are entitled to some days off. Whether you're taking a vacation, a trip, or you're going to play in a poker tournament, poker is part of my brand. And if there's a poker tournament that I need to play in on a Friday morning, I got to play in it. And then I'll come back on here Monday and tell you how I won it and give you more selections on my social media, and we'll all be happy. I might be a little bit happier, but we'll all be happy. And then the Panthers will be playing next week. It's all good. Maybe we'll get a miracle tonight, but most likely we won't. Now, when it comes to the X's and O's for this evening in Boston, Do I want to get to X's and O's? Yes, but no. I want to talk about the game tonight. Do the Miami Heat have any chance? Well, of course they have a chance. How can they possibly win this game? Or is it something that's not possible? I want to discuss that, but I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I'm not really an X's and O's type guy. I never come on here during football season or any season and talk about X's and O's. I think talking about X's and O's is boring. If you want to get into X's and O's about tonight's Heat Celtics Game 5, I would say the breakdown is pretty simple. The Miami Heat do not have enough bodies. I mean, they have enough bodies to beat some teams in the NBA, but they're not taking on just anyone. They're taking on the Boston Celtics. So why break down X's and O's? And tonight is even different than the first four games. Sure, Jimmy Butler is still out. He's missed the entire series. Scary Terry is out. He's missed the entire series. Duncan Robinson, he's still hobbled and can barely move. He's a shell of himself. And now you add Jaime Jaquez Jr. to that list. He suffered a hip injury. It kept him out of the fourth quarter of the last game, and he is not playing tonight. In fact, he did not even get on the plane. The next plane he gets on will probably be headed towards
Colombia!
Rookies say 1-2-3 Cancun. Veterans say 1-2-3
Colombia!
I know Jaime Jaquez Jr. is a rookie, but I think he's going to act like a veteran. Not saying I know something, because I really don't. It's not complicated to figure out tonight's game. The Heat are just simply missing way too much firepower. How would they ever win? Yeah, I know they won game two, but again, now you're missing even more firepower. The past two games, the Heat scored in the 80s. They don't have enough offense. They don't have a point guard. They're relying too much on Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. It's not enough. And even without Porzingis for Boston, who's going to miss the rest of the series, a.k.a. he's just going to miss tonight, maybe he'll miss more. But as far as this series goes, it's most likely just tonight. Without Porzingis, Boston still has way too many good players. You got two stars in Tatum and Brown. Derek White just dropped 38 on Miami's head. Al Horford, he might be 100 years old, but he can still shoot threes. And their bench is really good. Pritchard, Hauser, the Celtics, they have so many weapons. And I didn't even mention Jrue Holiday. I just did now. He doesn't need shots in order to impact the game. I do not feel bad for the Heat. I don't feel sorry for them. It stinks for Heat fans, but as far as the team goes, I don't feel bad for them. Yeah, it's a terrible first-round matchup to face a team who is most likely going to come out of the East and could very well win it all. Boston is that good. They're that tough. They've got the entire package. But this is not because of Boston. This is the Heat's own fault. They're the eighth seed in the East, which means you got to face the one seed in the East. And it's Miami's fault that they're the eighth seed. You could go back and look through the Heat's regular season schedule and the results, and you're going to find some random, really bad losses. Games the Heat had no business losing. And there were enough of them where the Miami Heat would have never had to play in a play-in game. And at home this year, the Heat weren't good at all. They weren't good against top teams. They were 0-10 against the top five seeds in the West. They were terrible at home. It's their own fault. Stinks for the fans, but it's the Heat's own fault. When we talk about the Heat's problems, and I'm sure we will over the coming weeks and months, here's something important to keep in mind. Yes, Boston was a bad draw in the first round, but put that on the Heat. Put everything on the Heat. Put everything on the franchise for thinking, hey, last year we were able to magically find the rhythm once the playoffs started. It didn't matter if we had to play in a play-in game. We saw it happen last year. We're going to be able to do it again. Well, guess what? That is not true. Spo always talks about habits and having good habits on offense and on defense, the way you play. But to me, the one habit that this Heat team never established this season was working hard. Working hard every single night. Occasionally they would work hard, but you can't work hard on occasion. You need to work hard every single game. No nights off. 1 through 15. Every man on that roster needs to bring it every night. And this year, it was definitely not that way. The only guy I would single out in this series, but also all year long, is Bam. Bam brings it. He brings it every single night. His offensive numbers may not show it. Some nights he doesn't shoot much. Some nights he doesn't shoot very well. But every night, Bam takes on the Heat's most difficult defensive assignment, and he's still being asked to do other stuff that he does. Bam brings it. And in this series, he's been really good at times. Very quietly, as the Heat were getting trounced in Game 4, Bam was putting up big numbers. A man-sized double-double. Moving forward, I don't really know how the Heat will be able to evaluate themselves other than needing to bring it every night during the regular season. They had a lot of bad habits all season long. But as far as what they're able to do with this team, how do you evaluate it because they were so banged up? They put themselves in this spot, but even in this spot, if you had Jimmy and Scary Terry and also healthy Duncan, would they be two touchdown dogs tonight? They're two touchdown dogs in a basketball game. A playoff basketball game. If they had Jimmy and Terry and Duncan and Jaime tonight, I don't think they would be two touchdown dogs. No. In fact, if there was a way you could magically bring all the Heat's players to full health, I would say Miami has a shot not only to win this game, but to win the series. That's how much of a difference maker Jimmy is. I'm not saying they would win it, but they definitely would have a chance. Unfortunately, we're never going to get to see that this season, and we may never see it again with this crew. The key parts of this crew, Jimmy, Tyler, Bam, I don't think is going anywhere, but who knows about Jimmy and Tyler? Pat's got to do something. I don't want to get into the autopsy yet. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. That's scheduled for tomorrow. Doesn't mean it'll happen, but it's scheduled for tomorrow. You never know if Spo will be able to put on another masterclass. He did it in game 2. I know he loves games where he's like, hey, we have enough. All the Spoisms. He's got a mix and match. Games where nobody thinks the Heat can win, Spo just seems to relish in those spots. And periodically, he'll have one of those games where they pull it out. Spo's just in the kitchen and he's cooking. So for that reason alone, really because of Eric Spoelstra, I can't say the Heat have no shot of extending it to 6. The biggest advantage in this series is Spo over Joe Mazzulla. But the Heat are so hurt. There's no super special move that can compensate for everything that Miami has lost out on. But they put themselves in this position. Now you can put yourself in the second place position at my next poker tournament. Why second? Well, because I plan on taking first. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament is 2 weeks away. Actually, a little bit less. Tuesday night, May 14th at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. $20,000 guaranteed to be in the prize pool, and it's just $250 to buy in. The tournament begins at 6 p.m. Tuesday night, May 14th. You have, though, until 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday night, May 14th, to register. It's going to be a great time like it always is. So many people show up. The action is awesome. There's a lot of money at stake, and we get to hang out and play cards together. Don't miss it. Put a reminder in your phone right now. Tuesday night, May 14th, $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, Tuesday night, May 14th, at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Kentucky Derby is this Saturday in Kentucky, but you could watch it in Florida at Gulfstream Park, and you could wager on it at Gulfstream Park as well. Plus, they've got live racing going on at Gulfstream Park. It is the Royal Palm Meet, live racing 4 days a week, Thursday through Sunday at Gulfstream Park. If you want to hit up Gulfstream this Saturday, you want to watch the Kentucky Derby there, you want to bet on it, and you want to have a very nice day with a great atmosphere and a really good crowd, my suggestion, go to 10 Palms. That is the trackside restaurant at Gulfstream Park. Reserve a table, though, because it's Kentucky Derby Day. Even though the Derby is not at Gulfstream Park, there's going to be plenty of people watching and wagering on it. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all of the reservation information. Get yourself a nice table. Have a fantastic meal. Watch live races as well. It's all happening this Saturday and every Thursday through Sunday during the Royal Palm Meet at Gulfstream Park. What's going to happen tonight in Boston? Most likely, the Celtics are going to win. Is there a formula, though, aside from Spo putting on some master class for the Miami Heat to win this game, bring this series back to Miami? I thought about it. What could they do? How could they win this game? Maybe hit 23 three-pointers again? If the Heat hit 23 threes, it could get interesting. We know Boston is clearly better. We know they have much more talent. But one thing Miami does have, aside from a better head coach, they are more mentally stable. I feel like the Celtics are fragile. Tatum and Brown are under all this pressure to bring a ring to Boston. This era has had some real success. They've had a trip to the finals. They've been really, really good, but they haven't broken through. And to me, just watching Boston when they play the Heat, I think the Heat, no matter who they put on that floor, I think they have more mental toughness. And Boston's got all this pressure. Now, they're up 3-1, so there's not a ton of pressure. But still, I just feel like the Heat have this mental toughness that the Celtics don't. Maybe it's culture, whatever you want to call it. If the Heat do somehow find a way to win tonight, then you're going back to Miami. It's 3-2, and then you've got real pressure. That pressure would all be on Boston. Oh my gosh, are they going to blow it? How can they lose again at home? And on and on and on. I don't expect that to happen. I know it's not something Boston wants to deal with. They don't want to get back on a plane. The Bruins, they didn't want to do it either, but they had to. Maybe now it'll be the Celtics' turn. I'm just trying to inject some sort of hope into this tonight. The autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow, but doesn't have to go on as scheduled. Miami really wanted to get out to a good start in Game 4. They didn't. They got to tonight. It's just got to be a basically a repeat of game two for them to win this game. Spo, the better head coach, and Miami hits 23 threes. That should be able to do it. I wouldn't let Derek White get 38. Maybe the Heat have a better plan on how to guard him this time around. That would be a good idea. There's things you could point to and say, okay, you need to get better here, but it needs to happen tonight. Because if the Heat are not better tonight, if they're not much better tonight, there's no game on Friday and that's it. The Heat's offseason begins. Just like right now, maybe your search for a really cool golf cart has begun. Maybe you saw one in your neighborhood and you thought about getting one. Well, your search, it may have begun and now it's going to end because I'm here to tell you about Kliggy and Kliggy's carts. Kliggy's carts are not just golf carts. They're so much more. Kliggy's carts are all aluminum. And not only does Kliggy have 48 volt carts, he's got 72 volt street legal carts. You'll get a license plate on that thing. You'll have a VIN number. It's the real deal, and it's the whole deal. Plus, Kliggy is also an exclusive Royal EV dealer. If you want one heck of a cart, like one maybe you saw in your neighborhood, you're going to get one even better if you get it from Kliggy's carts. Go ahead and Google Kliggy carts for yourself. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about, and that's Kliggy with a K. If you want to test drive a cart, you can do that too. Kliggy's Carts is at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. And when you get a hold of Kliggy's Carts, if you say my name, you're going to get $2,000 off your brand new amazing cart. If you are going to get a cart, I'm telling you right now, you got to get it from Kliggy's Carts. Will we have the Florida Panthers also dealing with Boston? Well, not so fast. Maybe in the Panthers dressing room before yesterday evening, you may have heard. Even though that wouldn't happen until game three, well, that may not happen at all. I personally don't care who the Panthers play. They probably don't care. But the Bruins lost yesterday to the Maple Leafs, so now there's going to be a game six. If you want to go ahead and blame Canada, Canada, go for it. I don't know as a Panthers fan who you're rooting for in that series, but whether it's the Bruins or the Maple Leafs, just go ahead and blame Canada. Canada. At this point, the fact that the series is still going on, that is really good news for Florida. The Leafs and Bruins, they play again tomorrow. If that series does not finish tomorrow, meaning if the Maple Leafs win, then there's even more days of rest. Any rest the Panthers can get between playoff rounds is huge. The playoffs are a grind. The goal is to win 16 games. The Cats are 25% of the way there. They've won four. They've got 12 to go. Pretty good math there, right? I loved math. Not so much algebra and all that, but 16 minus 4, 12. Pretty simple. I love that kind of math. Right now, the Panthers can take a moment, take a few moments, catch their breath, chill out, and then get ready for another series. Get ready for what will be a tougher test because the further you go, the tougher it's going to get. I know what I want to see. I want to see a Panthers-Rangers Eastern Conference final. The Rangers are in the second round. The Panthers are in the second round. I want to see Panthers-Rangers. I want to go to the Amerant Bank Arena and see the Rangers and Panthers. I want to go to Madison Square Garden and see the Panthers and Rangers. That's what I want. Right now, I'm just cool that the Panthers are chilling. Now, you may not be chilling right now if you're buying a home, need a mortgage, or refinancing, but I want you to be chilling. And if you get the bagel loan that Stewie is offering, you will be chilling. You'll be feeling so much better. Take the stress out of your life if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing. Stewie's got the bagel loan, and the bagel loan is just like a bagel. When you look at a bagel, I love everything bagels, but maybe you like an egg bagel, a sesame seed bagel, poppy seed bagel. There's one thing in common with all bagels. In the middle, there's a zero. And that is exactly what you'll pay Stewie. Nothing. Zero. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan, and Stewie has got it for you. What I have is Stewie's personal cell phone number. Call him up. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you want the bagel loan that Stewie's got for you. MLS number 226715. Here on this Wednesday, as always, Lieutenant Camacho from the Florida Highway Patrol with us on the Andy Slater Show. Lieutenant, the Heat in Boston tonight. Game 5, the Heat down 3-1. You haven't thrown away those parade plans, right? They're still somewhere?
Never. We know our Heat are always kind of in the run for the championship, so we have to keep them. We have to keep the template stored, preserved, and we always kind of have it on standby because the route typically has been, or historically I'd say, has been the same. So the operational plan really doesn't change too much. So we definitely have it on standby, and we're always, as always, optimistic for our Heat.
Lieutenant, what do you do if you pull somebody over today? Might be the first time in like 5 years. maybe five. But if you pull somebody over today, Lieutenant, and they're wearing a Miami Heat jersey, Do you do anything differently?
No. I think most are going to be wearing Miami Heat jerseys, but, it's business as usual. Everybody's obviously supporting the team, but, regardless, everybody needs to kind of play by the rules out here. But we're all in the spirit, that's for sure.
All right, let me ask this question a different way. You pull somebody over today, Lieutenant, and they're wearing a Celtics jersey. Do you do anything differently? No warnings today.
If they're running late to watch the game or something, Andy. You know, we can't show any bias, man. You know, there's a lot of Celtics fans over here. A lot of people, especially recently, everybody moving to Florida. So we're fair, we're transparent, and definitely no bias based on your team affiliation.
Well, we got good things going on here. We got the Panthers. They're into the second round, and I know last week I brought this up because you are out there on the Sawgrass Expressway, so right. At least there's still hope for that, Lieutenant, and I'm sure you're going to have some meetings pretty soon, aren't you?
I think the Panthers are looking good for them. It's looking maybe a little better than it is for the Heat. So, we'll have to visit that as well. Yes, sir.
All right. They're chasing a Stanley Cup. You guys have been chasing a lot of vehicles. I go to Google and I type in Florida Highway Patrol and I see you guys are hiring. That's one thing. But I see a lot about chases. And this is just within the past 48 hours or so. Let me bring this one up first, because there was a chase where I believe the person was going about 150 miles per hour, got out of the car, and then wound up in a garbage can.
That's correct.
How do you find somebody in a garbage can if you didn't see him go into it?
So this was in the Tampa area, Andy, and you're right. You know, all these chases, I mean, you know, everything, it's so avoidable. If you're caught committing an infraction or driving a certain way and you see law enforcement behind you trying to stop you, definitely the best thing you can do is just pull over. And we're seeing so many people now that are just, you know, the lawlessness, they're just trying to flee and elude officers, and it just doesn't work out. You know, the troopers at least, we're going to pursue you and we're going to address these violations. We don't want to pursue you. We want to just get you stopped and address the infraction that was witnessed. But in this case, this 22-year-old driver was driving. He was actually caught doing 110 in a posted 60 mile an hour zone on I-275 in the Tampa area. This was on Monday. and troopers obviously attempted to conduct a traffic stop. The driver refused to stop. He reached speeds while attempting to flee. He did reach speeds of over 140 miles an hour. He crashed into a vehicle. Troopers then, he continued fleeing after he crashed into a vehicle. Troopers were able to conduct a pit maneuver on the vehicle. But even then, the vehicle came to a stop after the pit maneuver, but the driver then decided to flee on foot, leaving his female passenger behind. And we established a perimeter. Obviously, we deploy our police dogs, our canines. And the canines actually alerted to a garbage dump, like a garbage can in that area, gave a positive alert to the scent. And sure enough, the driver was in that garbage can and he was arrested without any further incident.
Lieutenant, I know you can't talk to the dog.
actually, they can.
Okay, well, maybe you can. But do you know, I mean, that's a great job by you guys and the dog. But do you know if a dog goes to a garbage can that the dog doesn't just smell like maybe a meal in there or something? They smell.
No, that's a great question, Andy. And we get it all the time, right? Like when our dogs are actually conducting these air sniffs on vehicles, you know, lots of times there might be a McDonald's bag in that car. There might be food in that car. And people think that that's going to maybe distract the dog or maybe divert his attention to that. But that's absolutely not the case.
In fairness, Lieutenant, if the dog smelt a McDonald's bag, wouldn't the dog go the other way?
Any kind of food, really. But, I mean, we see all types of things in these cars, Andy. But the dogs are just specifically trained on the odor of narcotics, the wide range of narcotics. They're specifically trained to seek that out. They are trained on firearms, explosives, and they are trained on the scent of humans. And that's what we call apprehension work, right? And that's exactly what happened here. They set up a perimeter and they do what's called an area search with the dogs. The dogs deploy, they do their grid searches. And sure enough, the dog picked up specifically on the odor of the driver, gave a positive alert on that garbage can, and he was hiding in there.
That's amazing. Mm. I've seen canines. We all know about canines, but
right.
To be able to sniff out a person in a garbage can and it's not some old meal that was thrown away, it's actually the person you're looking for is incredible.
I'll tell you something that's even more impressive at times that I've seen. A driver might kind of toss a handgun somewhere in the middle of a field, in the middle of the woods. And we'll actually, once, you know, everything is secure, we'll actually let the dogs loose and we'll kind of, the handlers in their own way, kind of give them an idea of what they're looking for. And you'll be surprised, 10, 15 minutes later, the dog just gives an alert. And sure enough, there's the firearm in the middle of this huge grassy wooded area. It's pretty amazing work they do.
Why don't you guys train these dogs, Lieutenant, to sniff out winning Powerball tickets? I mean, if they're so smart and they're doing all these things, I mean, can't we train them to do that? I would get one.
Maybe the private industry dog trainers out there, maybe that's something they can look into. Who knows?
Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol with us here on the Andy Slater Show. Closer to home, because I know that happened in the Tampa area. There, I believe in the past 2 days, there was another chase. This one, I think, ended in Miami Gardens. It was a stolen car? What happened?
Yeah, another one. This was on Sunday, actually, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. One of our troopers spots an SUV traveling on the turnpike in the area of University Drive. Witnessed some kind of infraction. He ran the license plate on the vehicle, came back, confirmed stolen vehicle out of the Miami Gardens area. Of course, once again, trooper tries to attempt a traffic stop. Driver flees. Subsequently crashes into actually another FHP marked vehicle in that area while he was trying to flee. After he crashes into the trooper, he bails on foot, flees on foot. Brief little foot pursuit. Taser did have to deploy. But again, driver was brought into custody. without further incident, without injuries to others. But again, we see the pattern here, you know. That's why I said the best thing to do is just, if you see these blue lights behind you, just stop. It's if you run, it's only going to become so much worse as far as the penalties, the charges, the fines. I mean, and we have, like I said last time, we have a pretty good batting average with our pursuits. And when we do this intentional contact, whether it's a pit maneuver, and our apprehension rates are pretty good. So the number one thing I can say to everybody is just, you know, abide by the law, number one, to avoid even committing an infraction, which will avoid a trooper even trying to come into contact with you. And if that does happen, just pull over for a police car behind you.
How dangerous is it? Just last question, because we only got about a minute left. But Lieutenant, how dangerous is it where if you're behind a car, you run the tag, you find that it's a stolen car?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of process? I can't imagine you just, okay, turn your lights on and try to stop it. Do you alert other troopers? Because it could turn into something dangerous.
Yes, of course. You never know what's inside of that car. But now, I mean, all traffic stops are dangerous, period. But when you know that the car in front of you is now confirmed stolen, right? It's in the best interest to radio that in, wait for additional units to kind of get closer to you before, because now we have to conduct what's called a felony stop, which is when we have more than one trooper attempting to stop the car. So yeah, you try to do that, and that's what they did here. But even when they tried to stop the car, the guy flees, and then he crashes into one of those troopers that came and was nearby to assist. And like I said, luckily it came to an end, but always, always very dangerous, Andy, when you're stopping cars. You don't know who's in these cars, even more so when they're fleeing from you, because now you're almost certain that there's something more to it, and they're fleeing, and they're trying to avoid you for a reason, and we never really know what that reason is until it comes to an end.
I guess you presume, though, Lieutenant, if you're behind a stolen car, that chances are the person driving it is not just going to pull over and be like, oh, yeah, sorry, you know, I stole it.
Right. Most of the time, right, they try to avoid that. They try to avoid that confrontation. They try to avoid the stop. They try to avoid going to jail. Whatever the case is, you never really know what's going through their mind. But what you do certainly know is that it's going to be a very dangerous situation, and you just never really know how it ends. And that's why sticking to our tactics or our training is so important.
Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol with us every Wednesday. Lieutenant, I appreciate the time. Stay safe out there. If you get involved in any chases, please let me know and be careful.
I will do. Thank you, Andy.
It's funny. It's not funny. I said, let me know first before be careful. Maybe it should have been the other way around. Be careful and then let me know. Take care, Lieutenant.
Will do. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, we want the info here on this show. I mean, just being real. All right, well, that's all the time I've got for this Wednesday. I hope you enjoy the Heat game tonight. I hope we're all able to. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.